fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com. You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
For many of us younger millennials and elder Gen Zers, we remember Friday nights of our dads sitting in front of the TV, kicked back in their recliners with a cold beer in one hand and the remote in the other. For me, Friday nights were reserved for Deadliest Catch on the Discovery Channel, a reality TV show that follows crab fishermen as they fish in one of the deadliest parts of the ocean, the Bering Sea. It was one of the few TV shows my father and I bonded over, as I was always fascinated by the ships and life aboard them. As I grew up, I eventually stopped watching Deadliest Catch. Recently, I had looked up if the show was still running, and remarkably, it is. I was also shocked to find the Scandi's Rose had perished. Today, we'll explore Scandi's Rose and her unfortunate end. The Scandi's Rose was a crab fishing vessel built in 1978 by Bender Shipbuilding in Mobile, Alabama. The boat was constructed to specifically use pots, which are wire or netted cage-like traps used to catch crabs by enticing them with bait to enter through funnels or tunnels. The entrance of these traps is designed to keep the crabs from escaping, but also does not damage them. The pot is weighted to sit on the seafloor and is attached to a buoy so it can be located and retrieved by a crabber. They can weigh up to 700 pounds and can be very dangerous as they are unloaded and loaded onto the boat, so it makes for hazardous work. The boat was considered a work of, quote, extraordinary craftsmanship in a 2019 inspection, with her design and construction materials rivaling the finest fishing boats from the West Coast. In the summertime, she'd fish for Pacific cod in both the Bering Sea and the Gulf of Alaska. In the wintertime, she'd go crabbing. In 2008, she was bought by the Scandi's Rose Fishing Company stationed out of Bremerton, Washington. Following this, she was renamed Scandi's Rose. In 2018, Scandi's Rose took part in the United States Coast Guard's Safety Evaluation Program, as it is required every 6 months. During this evaluation, no faults or comments were recorded. Something important to note is that fishing boats are a lot more isolated than they ever have been. Attempts to relieve strained fishing grounds have led to less ships out at sea at any given time, so it makes rescue efforts more complicated. Let's sum up Deadliest Catch for those of you who didn't grow up watching Animal Planet, Discovery Channel, and the History Channel like I did. As I mentioned briefly, Deadliest Catch is an American reality TV show that premiered on Discovery Channel on April 12, 2005, and is still currently running. The show runs from April to June or July yearly. In the show, we follow crab fishermen aboard fishing boats in the Bering Sea during the Alaskan king crab and snow crab fishing seasons. The base of operations for the fishing fleet is in the Aleutian Islands port of Dutch Harbor, Alaska. The show's title comes from the inherent high risk of injury or death associated with crab fishing in this area. It is critically well received, and I watched it frequently as a child. I was always fascinated by the Northwestern, her captain Sig Hansen, and their crew. Scandi's Rose would take part in Deadliest Catch as a vessel without an embedded camera crew during season 16, and she was mentioned in season 20 when she foundered. She was captained by Gary Coben Jr., who, according to crew members formerly employed on the vessel, was a, quote, good captain, and, quote, surprisingly safety conscious. Safety drills aboard the Scandi's Rose were considered more thorough than on other vessels they had worked on. The boat also had a strict alcohol and substance policy, forbidding the use of it aboard. A former crew member of the boat referred to her as a, quote, tank. Both the tank and the battleship being nicknames for the vessel thanks to her tough...
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
And ability to manage adverse weather conditions. Another crew member described her as a, quote, large boat that could, quote, push through tough weather conditions that other boats couldn't. An investigation report by the National Transportation Safety Board determined that the abilities of the captain was not a reason for the loss. However, the report from the U.S. Coast Guard does place some of the blame on the captain and called the tragedy preventable. Though hindsight is always 20/20. If you're enjoying this video, leave me a like, subscribe to the channel for more content, and let me know down in the comments section below. Okay, since we don't have much information on her career outside of Deadliest Catch, it's time to get into the accident. On December 29th, 2019, the captain and crew of Scandi's Rose, totaling 7 people, began initial preparations of the ship for departure from Cannery Row, a harbor in Kodiak, Alaska. This with the intent to participate in cod fishing in the Bering Sea, which was permitted from January 1st. The crew worked through the night with loading and securing the 195 pots. The pots measured 7 feet by 8 feet by 34 inches. Among the crew was the captain's son, David Coben, which makes the story all the more tragic. On December 30th, 2019, the crew continued preparing the boat and made sure everything was secured. The vessel was then moved to a fueling dock where she was loaded with diesel fuel and potable water. Captain Coben Jr. conducted safety drills on the vessel, which included both discussion about the engine room fire suppression system, locations of life rafts, and the vessel's emergency beacon. An emergency position indicating radio beacon, or called an EPIRB, or emergency beacon, is a type of emergency locator beacon for commercial and recreational boats, and is a portable, battery-powered radio transmitter used in emergencies to locate boaters in distress and in need of immediate rescue. Crew members were instructed on how to signal Mayday using the radio equipment on board. In interviews conducted afterwards, the two surviving crew members both stated that the drills were thorough. The safety drills were documented, signed by everyone on board, and sent via text message to the vessel manager. The crew and captain discussed the weather along the proposed route. According to one of the survivors, the crew used a weather app called Windy for weather updates. The National Weather Service's marine forecasts were continuously received via very high frequency or VHF. Just before the vessel departed, the NWS issued a marine forecast that included a gale warning and a heavy freezing spray warning for the vessel's proposed route. According to the two survivors, the crew and captain knew the weather was going to be, quote, lousy. Despite this, they still departed. And later, the captain failed to seek shelter along the route despite the weather forecast, vessel icing, and reports from other fishing vessel captains who took shelter from the weather. At approximately 8:35 p.m. on December 30th, 2019, Scandi's Rose and her 7-person crew departed Kodiak, Alaska, heading to the Bering Sea to fish in the cod and Opelio crab fisheries. She had approximately 195 crab pots, as I mentioned earlier, and 15,000 pounds of bait stowed forward on the vessel. The planned voyage was going to take the boat along the south side of the Alaskan Peninsula, an area known for fierce and intensely frigid winds blowing out of numerous inlets and coves to the north of the boat's course line as it transited from the Shelikof Strait toward False Pass and into the Bering Sea. Between 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. on December 31, 2019, the watch reported the beginning signs of ice accumulation on the interior webbing of the crab pots and on the exterior forward parts of the Scandi's Rose. Icing, or ice accumulation, can be dangerous for boats because it raises the vessel's center of gravity, reducing stability and increasing the risk of capsizing. The extra weight can also compromise structural integrity and damage equipment like the steering, propellers, antennas, and even lifeboats. Additionally, ice on windows can impair visibility, while ice buildup on mooring lines can hinder emergency response. Keep this in mind for later. Scandi's Rose maintained course and an average speed of 6.5 knots in gradually worsening weather along the planned voyage track, with no indication of any attempt to reduce the accumulation of ice by changing course and speed or by manual ice removal. At 11:18 a.m., Scandi's Rose was 14.7 nautical miles west of Cape Ikalik of Kodiak Island. Captain Coben Jr. contacted the vessel F.V. Amatuli, and Amatuli's captain was a majority shareholder in the Scandi's Rose, and the two captains were acquaintances. They spoke for about 12 minutes, with Amatuli heading to Dodge Harbor to later return to the Bering Sea to continue fishing. The captain aboard Amatuli, which was about 13.9 nautical miles off Unimak Pass, told Captain Coben Jr. that he'd pulled into Unimak Bight to shelter from the storm. Captain Coben Jr. asked about suitable locations to drop anchor and shelter from the weather, to which the captain of Amatuli responded that, quote, "There are literally hundreds of places." Before the call ended, Coben Jr. stated it was, quote, "very cold," that his boat was experiencing light icing, and that the sea conditions were bad. However, no apparent actions were taken. Around 7:15 p.m. on December 31st, the deckhand, one of the two survivors, woke up the captain for the captain's six-hour watch. At this time, they discussed the worsening weather, the ice accumulation on the vessel and gear, and the reported starboard list of the vessel. Captain Coben Jr. made a series of cell phone calls to people and vessels, and his tone of voice gradually began to reflect the ever-worsening situation on board. In one of the final calls to the fishing vessel Pacific Sounder, Captain Coben Jr. indicated that he was experiencing a 20-degree list to starboard, winds of 60 to 70 knots from the west, wind temperature of 12 degrees Fahrenheit, and communicated that it was too dangerous to send the crew out to break off the...
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
Accumulated ice. He decided to head for the protected lee of Sutwick Island, located approximately 2.5 nautical miles to the north of his position. At 9:45 p.m. that night, the automatic identification system signal of the Scandi's Rose indicated that the boat had turned approximately 50 degrees to starboard, a northwesterly heading to head to the shelter of Sutwick Island. In a final conversation with the captain of Pacific Sounder, Captain Coben Jr. indicated that the list had gotten a lot worse, and the stress of his voice was evident to the listener. At approximately 9:50 p.m., Captain Coben Jr. called the U.S. Coast Guard via Marine radio with a Mayday message and stated, quote, "We are rolling over." He was able to accurately read out the vessel's geographic position before communication was lost. And sadly, this would not save them. Thank you so much to our amazing YouTube members and patrons. If you'd like to have some awesome perks like episodes a full day in advance, join our YouTube memberships today. Okay, let's get into the final plunge and aftermath. Subsequent events include the vessel's reduction in and eventual loss of stability. Thanks to the ice, the loss of stability was exacerbated as the vessel developed a dangerous list to starboard after the 50-degree turn to starboard towards Sutwick Island. This listing would be irrecoverable, and Scandi's Rose listed further and further, with the two survivors donning survivor suits and abandoning ship as the boat capsized. They managed to swim to one of two 8-person life rafts which had automatically deployed. The capsized vessel then began to rapidly flood and sink, eventually disappearing under the waves. There is a rumor that these men were trapped in an air pocket and that they'd survived long enough to write desperate pleas on the walls. I just want to dispel this rumor. These five brave men died as the boat sank, as evident by the fact that she hit the seafloor so hard that the hatches and doors were blown open. Rest in peace to them. The two survivors were rescued approximately 4 hours later by a Coast Guard helicopter that arrived on scene and suffered only mild hypothermia. Coast Guard search activities included multiple MH-60 helicopters, two HC-130 fixed-wing aircraft, and a large Coast Guard cutter. The Coast Guard suspended search and rescue operations at 6:08 p.m. on January 1, 2020. The other five crew were still missing and presumed dead at this point. But why did this happen? There are five main reasons as follows. Number one, failure to take timely action to prevent excessive ice accumulation despite forecasted and anticipated heavy freezing spray conditions. Two, The Scandies Rose's unsafe stability conditions due to the inaccurate stability instructions provided by the naval architect who performed the stability assessment and created the stability instructions in 2019. 3. Carrying very nearly the maximum number of massive crab pots permitted in the 2019 stability instructions despite commencing a voyage where gale force weather and heavy freezing spray were forecasted. 4. Excessive ice weight accumulations from freezing spray. And 5. The lack of effective stability regulations that do not realistically account for the dangerous effects of icing and the asymmetrical nature of icing that endanger commercial fishing boats operating in regions similar to this accident environment. These are the main causes of the sinking, however, there are other causes we need to note, and they are the fact that the captain's decisions to, number 1, not take timely action to prevent or mitigate excessive ice accumulations from the forecasted and anticipated heavy freezing spray conditions, 2, not create a means for the crew to safely move forward to observe and clear the accumulation of ice on the vessel, and 3, not attend stability training classes that were available. Also contributing to the casualty was the owner's selection of the, quote, qualified individual, who failed to accurately examine the vessel, perform stability tests and the calculations necessary to properly document the stability condition for the Scandies Rose, and then create detailed and accurate stability instructions for Captain Coben Jr. Accordingly, the owners failed to provide captains for the Scandies Rose with accurate and detailed information to maintain the vessel in a satisfactory stability condition. Due to all of these factors, the Scandies Rose was doomed from the start. As they entered the storm, the captain and crew had no idea.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
That 5 of them would never come back. Hardworking men who sacrifice so much yearly in order to feed thousands of others, only to make the ultimate sacrifice. They really were the deadliest catch.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.